You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about team and how to make sure that you have the right players on the bus, and not just the right players, but having them in the right seats and recruiting the talent that you need for success in your organization. And we've been talking a little bit about the group hiring process that you've encouraged a number of your clients to go through, Dave. And you mentioned the fact that attitude is actually more important than actually having the skill sets and what they're capable of, what their experience has been. And yet, how many organizations out there still hire based off a resume?
Oh, yeah, most of them.
In fact, when you look for advice on, you know, if you're looking for work and you look for advice, most of the advice you'll get from the workforce centers and all these various places out there are going to be about how to put together the right resume and a good cover letter with it. So it's all about, you know, selling your skill set.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, all that tells you, all a resume tells you, is that one of two things. Either, wow, they've got a lot of experience, or they lie really well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the two things. I mean, how many times have people hired somebody and said, well, they fired him 3 months later or 6 months later? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not anything like your resume said. Yeah, because what's the purpose of the resume? Am I going to write a resume that makes me look bad?
It's a sales tool.
I'm going to write a resume that's supposed to make me look good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, and what I'm going to do is every time I go on an interview, anytime, I'm going to tweak that resume mm-hmm. to make it a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, somebody's got a really good resume. Yeah, one, maybe they've got a really good background, but if they do, they're probably working somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking for a job. If somebody's got a really good resume, it's more likely because they've taken, you know, their history the past 15 years, mm-hmm. and a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. So the 15 nuts they found, they're going to, you know, they've had 15 good days in the last 15 years, and you're reading them all on one piece of paper.
Yes.
And that's the problem with it. Mm-hmm. You don't have any idea of really any concept for, you know, everything else that's going on there. You know, somebody will put in there, I managed, you know, 30 people, direct reports, and grew my area from, $500,000 in revenue to $15 million over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really impressive. But it doesn't really tell you what really happened in that business.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really tell you what role this person grew my area from $500,000 to $15 million. But maybe he had absolutely nothing to do with that growth.
They might have actually been the person that prevented the growth from being significantly greater.
That's correct. Yeah, but you're not gonna know that. Okay,
yes.
That's the thing. The piece of paper is supposed to make them look and sound good, and they're gonna look at, this is where I worked for this 5 year span. What are the best things that I did? It's mm-hmm. a highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if all it is a highlight reel, and it's one piece of paper, and you're hiring somebody based on the highlights of their 15 year lifespan or 20-year career, okay, all I'm getting is their version of the highlight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting what they and I'm getting it in a descriptive that may or may not be real, and it may not have actually been their role.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. So you got that's why you got to go with attitude, skill. You figure out the skill set and the you know the acumen and the activity, the skill set. Do they have the ability to do it? Can I teach them? Are they doing the right things? Are they in the right seat on the bus? You develop that as they're there. You start with, okay, they got to have a positional contract. They got to have job descriptions so they can see. Somebody comes in, they should be given a document. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
These are the expectations. And then the measurables on those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So activity is a big piece of it, right?
Right.
So how do you know if they're doing their job? Well, a lot of people say, well, you know, I can see it because of this and because of this. Okay, well, give them something that they should be reporting to you.
Mm-hmm.
And every week they should send you a report. This is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You get like, oh, it's a salesperson. Yeah, okay. So that salesperson should be sending you a report every Monday morning. Here are the number of sales calls I was on last week. Here are the number of quotes that I did. Here's what I converted. You know, whatever. Half a dozen specific numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, he should be sending them to you. You don't go and find them yourself because that's not him committing to anything.
Mm-hmm.
You have him send them to you. He's going to actually do his job because, well, crap, I didn't do any sales call. He's going to realize on Thursday afternoon he hasn't done any sales calls yet,
mm-hmm.
and he's got to send his report, so he's going to start making phone calls. He hasn't done any quotes. He hasn't got any business, so he's going to work harder. They send you the report, half a dozen things at the most that they're telling you, this is what I did. You get that set up so you know whether they're doing the activity or not.
Mm-hmm.
Pure and simple. Then it's down to acumen. Once you know if they're doing the activity or not, if they're not doing the activity, it's probably attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If the attitude is good, they're doing the activity, but they're not where you want them to be, it's probably acumen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's generally speaking the order. Attitude first, activity second, acumen third.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the skill set to be able to do it? Okay. If they don't have the skill set to be able to do it, what's the training that I need?
Mm-hmm.
One of the best examples that I've ever had with this, I had a client. They had somebody that did their phone and scheduling, kind of an admin person, answered the phone, did scheduling for their business and that.
Sure.
And they were really frustrated with him, and they were going to fire him. And I said, okay. So did you train her properly? Does she know what she's doing? Yeah, absolutely. I said, well, okay. Here's what I want you to do. Just so we know, I want you to write down her process. You know, what does she have to do every morning?
Mm-hmm.
So she did that, and I talked to her the next week, and she was horrified. She had like a 12-page document of the process that this employee was supposed to do, of everything this employee was supposed to do the first 4 hours they were working there. And there were at least 10 instances where the employee was going to fail at their job because they were not either qualified to make that decision or do that step, or they were not trained to do mm-hmm. that step. At least 10 instances.
Mm-hmm.
So she had the idea that this person was properly trained because, well, I went over this and I went over this and I went over this. You know, it's all this stuff in my brain that I've went over with her. But I actually haven't gone through all of it because I don't have it written down. I don't know what all the steps are.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't written it down and so you could hand it to a 13-year-old and they could follow the process, it's not a process.
Mm-hmm.
The average adult reading age is 13 years old. So you should be able to write a document for somebody's what somebody's supposed to be doing in a given day, hand it to somebody that's 13 years old or older, and they should be able to read it and follow it.
Kevin Hunt with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about team and how to recruit the right talent in your organization. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay tuned. The Army used to say, "We're looking for a few good men." Along these lines, the Business Forum Show is looking for a few good business owners, men or women. You don't have to be an amazing company. You only need to have the right attitude to join an exclusive group of companies that the TBFS cast has worked with in this past year. 12 different companies in the last 12 months improved their profitability an average of 252%. That's correct, 252%. Do you think you have the right attitude to join these business owners? If you're selected, you'll learn from the best and brightest people in business today, and your company will be on its way to an amazing future. Again, the website is thebusinessforumshow.com or call our studio 763-267-7260. Again, 763-267-7260. The 250% Profit Improvement Club is looking for a few new members. Call TBFS today. Kevin Hunt with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, and we're talking about team and getting the right people in your organization and even getting them into the right positions in your company. Because you could have, theoretically, you could have 10 people in your organization who are all great people, but if they're not sitting on the right seats and in the right position in your organization, you may have a dysfunctional team simply for that reason, and needing to reposition people might be exactly what you need to do instead of getting rid of people, as you commonly see in companies.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not that necessarily everybody is the wrong person for your business. Some of them are just the wrong person for the job that you have them currently in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why you have to look at it, attitude, activity, or acumen. If somebody's in the wrong seat on the bus, there might be some attitude issues. I mean, as far as they might not be very happy working for you because they're in the wrong spot, okay? Or they're not doing the activity because they hate doing that job. They would much rather do this one over here.
Sure.
So that's why you have to address it from that aspect. That absolutely happens a lot where you've got somebody in the wrong seat on the bus because you thought that's where they needed to be. And you know, I still remember this one. Gosh, I was 18 years old, 19 years old. It was my first job. I was working for Kmart. This was almost 30 years ago now, a long time ago.
In the good old days of Kmart.
In the good old days, they were actually a pretty prominent retailer at that point. And I was working in the seasonal area. I did a lot of the seasonal stuff. I was pretty valuable on the floor, but I wasn't making very much money. I mean, I think back then, the 30 years ago, I was making, you know, $3.50 an hour or something like that, and there was a position opening in the warehouse that paid like a buck and a half more an hour. So I wanted that. So I applied for it. And the manager of the store said, well, no, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and I know people, I know there are business owners that have said this. Well, you're too valuable here for me to put there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I immediately went through the, okay, so I'm too valuable doing this for you to give me a dollar and a half hour raise, to give me something that I'm going to make more money at, and maybe have more benefit to the company. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do that, and I want to make some more money. And he said, no, you're too valuable. So I went from there up to the personnel managers, which nowadays they call them HR managers. I went up to her office. They said, okay, so I've been told that I can't do the work in receiving. So what are other options? And well, the only other option would be if you were to work overnights. I mean, that's another dollar an hour to work overnights. He says, okay, that's what I want to do. Well, no, we said, okay, so here's your option. Put me on overnights and give me the dollar an hour raise, or accept my notice. I'm done. And what do you know?
The valuable resource is going to become no longer a resource.
Correct. What do you know? I was, you know, immediately put on third shift and working overnights, where I was ended up being more valuable to the company. But it shouldn't have had to go. If you got somebody that's that valuable, that you think is that valuable, that I can't promote you to that other position, well, why are you going to make them feel like they're less, or why are you going to pay them less? And it happens all the time where you've got somebody, well, oh, she's too valuable over there. I'd lose her, you know, if you know, I can't afford to lose her or him or whatever it is. And if I've been doing the same thing for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, maybe I want to do something different. Maybe I want to grow. Maybe I want something different. If you're not bothering to find out why your employees come to work, why your employees work for you, you're never going to know if they're in the right seat on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I recommend to any business owner out there, you ask every single one of your employees, why do you work here? Why do you come here every day? What's in it for you? And some of them are going to say, well, I got to pay my bills. I need a paycheck. Great. So how committed are those people to your business?
Not much more than the paycheck.
Not much more than the paycheck. Correct. Some of them are going to say, are going to give you a response that's going to bring tears to your eyes. Some of them are going to give you a response that are going to make you emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do with those people?
You should try to grow them and keep them around.
Wherever they want to go.
Yes.
Promote them, whatever they want. That's what builds your business. And where most businesses suffer is when they have those people that at one point in time, they had a passionate drive for the business. There was a particular reason that they were there, that motivated them, that they wanted to be there. They were driven to be there. They were excited to be there. And you did something to crush that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you didn't give them this promotion or this happened or they've been doing the same thing and they haven't been able to move up and they've just realized their lot in life is now this particular role and that's it.
And, you know, one of the most classic ones to throw into that whole thing that I hear a lot from people is that somebody was not listening to them long enough.
Yeah.
So when you talk about somebody having a passion, being excited, you know, they'll throw ideas out and ideas out and ideas out and time goes by and time goes by. And after a while they go, you don't give a rip, do you?
And I just had a meeting with one of my clients last week. And we were going through some of the big wins for the year, and we actually went through and asked the employees. The employees had to fill out a little worksheet. What are the things that wins that happened in your department over the past year? What are the wins overall for the business? And one of the wins, one of the guys wrote down, "I love the new soap." they put new soap in the bathrooms in the shop, and I love the new soap. Well, they had apparently we talked about it. And apparently, they had been complaining about the soap for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
They put new soap in there. When an employee complains about something and you change something, how does that make the employee feel?
Pretty positive.
They Pretty heard awesome. Me.
Yeah.
They listened.
Yeah.
How much did it cost my client to replace the soap? He
Not.
Didn't even know they replaced the soap. He was laughing when he was like, what, really? So we talked about it, found out a little bit more information because that department manager was there. And found out that there had been a couple of people that had they wanted different soap. They had some issues with it, and we got new. And apparently, he was looking through them, and it turned out there was like three guys that said,
mm-hmm.
"We love the new soap."
I actually saw a situation in a screen printing room where the employee's idea, when it was finally implemented, everybody argued that it wasn't a great idea. But when the employee's idea was finally implemented, saved the company tens of thousands of dollars because of mm-hmm. their additional interest and diligence in doing their job after they were heard.
And not listening to the employees eventually translates to bad attitude, which is the first one.
That's exactly right. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show. Good luck with getting great people into your organization, and maybe start by having a great attitude yourself. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.